Yeah, I just like 4 months in, I put the vape pen down. But I gradually went down on nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at 12, then went down to 6, then went down to 3, and then smoked it at 0 for like a couple of weeks. And then,
they have zero nicotine vape?
Yeah, vape? Yeah, it's just a flavor.
Oh, interesting.
And then, yeah, so it worked for me.
That was Dave Navarro. For those of you that were wondering, that was Dave Navarro. He was being interviewed years ago, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago, about how he quit smoking. And as you heard him describe, he said, well, I used a step down. You know, I started with 12 milligram, then I went to 6 milligram, then I went to 3 milligram, then I did 0 milligram, and then I wasn't doing anything. I went from smoking to vaping to doing nothing at all. That was the goal when we started. That was the goal when vaping started here in the United States in 2008, 2009. Pretty much none of you were around in 2000. I'd say 1% of you were around in 2009. In 2009, and I've talked about this. In fact, funny, the other day I'm on Facebook and I'm posting about how back in 2009, we had a 36 milligram option, a 40 milligram option, and some jerk off who thinks he knows everything because he started vaping in 2012 is like, you're fucking high on meth. You fucking idiot. We use, let me tell you something, because people are stupid. A lot of people in this industry are stupid. They haven't been around long enough to understand. I'm going to explain it to you right now. 2009. You want to know what the strengths were? I'll tell you what they were. There was no 3. There was no 0. We had 6 milligram, 12 milligram, 18 milligram, 24 milligram, 36 milligram, and 48 milligram. That's what we had for strengths. Okay? Then as time went on, now, I'll be honest, I only knew one person that used 48 milligram free base e-liquid. His name was Dave Dorn. His YouTube name was the Hi-Fi Stud. He was from the UK. And I interviewed him about it actually many years ago on one of my old podcasts, probably from 13, 14 years ago. And you can hear him discuss him using 48 milligram. That's the only person I knew that used 48 milligram. I knew maybe one or two people that used 36 milligram. 24 milligram, a few people used it. 18, 12, and 6 were the most popular milligrams. So what happened is 2010 came, 2011 came. In those periods, we went down to having 24, 18, 6, 3, or 6. Then we started with 3. We eliminated 18. And then it was just 12 milligram, 6 milligram. We added 3 milligram and 0. Through the course of history, they've tried to add a 1.5 milligram. It never worked out. But we started with much higher milligrams. Our lowest was 6. We ended up around 2013, 2014 with 0, 3, and 6 being the dominant milligrams because everything was sub-ohming then and putting shit in drippers and blowing clouds and, you know, flavor and like this whole hobbyist aspect of vaping. Understand in 2009, 2010, exactly what Dave just said in the beginning of this podcast that I'm doing is what our intent was. The intent was to get people off of cigarettes, use the nicotine levels to wean them off, go from 18 to 12 to 6 to 3 to 0, and then eventually they're doing nothing and they're free. That's really what it was intended to be. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. You understand? We had sub-ohm vaping, drippers, fucking mods. All of a sudden it became this hobby, this like cool hobby that everybody wanted to do and everybody wanted to blow big clouds and do cloud comps. It became this hobby. It drifted away from being a product to get people off cigarettes. Now, it still existed. There were still many vape shops at that time promoting people quitting cigarettes using vaping and using that step-down method. There's still shops that do it today, believe it or not. But that wasn't important then. What was important was getting you know, the sub-ohm. That's what was making money. That's what was getting the e-juice companies, the vaping industry rich, was selling these hobbyist products. It was so great. They could come out with a new dripper every 2 weeks and people would buy the shit. I mean, it was just crazy what was going on. The flavors coming out, the e-liquids. They discovered in 2012, 2011, if you sprinkle some fucking sweetener in e-liquid, no, it's not good for them to vape. But hey, fuck it. Because, you know, it's going to taste good and it's going to fucking sell, man. It's going to sell. That's all that matters. It's going to sell. It just took off. It became a recreational nicotine product, just like cigarettes. Trust me, we started, I swear to you, whoever almighty that's up there in the fucking sky, whoever it is, we really meant for it to be a product for people to quit cigarettes and not smoke anymore. It's not that now. It got fucked up. Boy, did it get fucked up. Today, it's now a recreational nicotine product. We have the vaping industry created cigarette 2.0. We created the new cigarette. It disgusts me to say, but we created the new modern day cigarette. The fucking 50 milligram Chinese made disposable that's in every goddamn convenience store, smoke shop, grocery store, Walmarts. They're fucking every. We created that. And that's the fucking modern day cigarette. Stop lying, vape industry, and saying that it's about getting people off cigarettes. Not anymore. It's not. Bullshit. Use your fucking brains. Someone smoking a cigarette, the last thing in the world I say to them is go buy a disposable that has 5 times the amount of nicotine that you're taking in now and use that to quit. I would never in my right fucking mind say that. Now, if someone said to me, dude, I love getting wasted off nicotine. Can you recommend a good product? I say, yeah, go buy one of those 50 milligram disposables, man. Those things will get you lit off nicotine if that's your thing. Not my thing, but if that's your thing, there you go. I mean, use your brains. The industry's lying. The vape industry's lying. The fucking anti-vape industry's lying. Just as our government's lying. Everybody's lying. Nothing's getting done. This has gotten out of control. I've been saying it for years. This is not what I signed up for. This is not what this was supposed to be. But now it is what it is. You know, now what do we do now? Because you can't take it back. It is what it is now. It's out of control. Completely out of control. Companies could give two fucks now whether the FDA's something's approved. At the rate there, what's happening now is the industry, the vape industry, is flooding the market. And the FDA can't keep up. They just can't. I mean, just a few years ago, you know, the market was so frightened of offending the FDA or having anything happen or, you know, God forbid, you know, they get a warning letter. You know, it was scary. Like, you know, the FDA was shutting down their way to conduct business. Now they could give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about the FDA. They're like, fuck the FDA. They're putting out products. By the time the FDA gets a warning letter to them, they could take it off the market and put out something new. It's out of control. I've never seen a black market as insane as this. And it's going to get worse. I needed a drink of water. I haven't done this in a while. It's going to get worse. I mean... I could sit here and just talk and talk and talk about what it was then and what it is now and what happened and why it happened. But I just think, first, the industry needs to start being honest. Okay? You have to be honest. Yes, we're an industry that provides products for people who would want to quit smoking that are safer than smoking cigarettes, but we're also a recreational nicotine market. We provide products for people that like to use nicotine recreationally. Be honest. Stop lying. Stop saying 50 milligram disposables, 5%. 50 milligram disposables need to stay on the market so people can quit smoking. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Be honest. Say yes. There's people that like to get wasted off of nicotine, and nicotine's a legal substance. And if we want to fucking... our means of how we take in this nicotine should be our decision. Because if it's so bad for us to be doing all these things, vaping and all this other stuff to take in nicotine, then ban nicotine. they'll never ban nicotine, ever. You got to start telling the truth. Speaking of telling the truth, before I continue rambling, because I know I've gotten emails all week. Oh, I posted on Twitter. Listen, anything regarding me and what I'm doing, go to Twitter. It's that simple. Fuck Face. Fuck all the other platforms. Or X, whatever the fuck you call it now. X, whatever. To me, it's Twitter. Find me on Twitter. That's where you're going to be able to find out exactly what I'm doing, what's going on, everything. Anyway, speaking of Twitter, I'm on Twitter one day. Last year. And you're going to say, why are you talking about this now? This was a year ago. You know, I tried to let this go and I can't. What's funny is this happened to me last year. What I'm about to tell you happened to me last year. Somebody, again, in the vaping industry lying. And I talked to Russ about it. I called Russ. I said, you know, I told him what happened to me. I told him what this person did that I'm about to tell you about. And I said, man, it pisses me off. I said, I just want to do a fucking podcast. But the podcast has always been about me getting my feelings out. You know, no offense. It's not about entertaining you guys. It's about me getting my shit out. And you guys just, for some reason, like to listen to it. But anyway, I'm going on with him. I'm like, this is really driving me nuts. I want to do a podcast about it, talk about this. People need to know. And he's telling me, Russ is like, you know, people don't care, Kevin. They don't care. You're wasting your time talking about that. Stupid. Don't even talk about it. You're wasting your time. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear about it. Just stop. So I listen to Russ. I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's right. Maybe I'll calm down after a few months. Maybe, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe I just need to let it go. Maybe it's not a big deal that I think it is. Well, it's been a year and I can't seem to let it go. So sorry, Russ. I have to talk about it. I can't take it anymore. Last year, there's this silly vape blog. I want to make sure I get their name right. Called, what is it called? Vaping 360, okay? So they put out an article last year. Last July, okay? The article was about Gray Connolly, okay? He took a job at the AVM. That was the article. It was about Gray Connolly taking a job at the AVM. I don't know what that is. AVM, whatever. I probably do know what it is, but anyway, it doesn't matter. He took a job. It's an article about Greg. Anyway, in the article, and I'm reading it because I like Greg. In the article, it says, quote, in 2014, they're talking about Greg. In 2014, he founded the American Vaping Association, a nonprofit dedicated to vaping advocacy. And then it goes on to explain, you know, how Greg was a one-man show and, you know, he was doing everything at the AVA, blah, blah, this and that. So I'm reading this and I'm going, well, wait a minute. I thought I founded the AVA. I thought me and Tony founded the, like, wait a minute. Like, he didn't found the AVA. That's not true. I mean, anybody who knows me and knows the history of what I've done in this industry, myself and Tony started the AVA, the American Vaping Association, and we hired Greg. And I'm going to say something right now that I've never said because I don't give a fuck anymore. So people understand. Back then, when I started the AVA, I think it was 2011, 2012, we had the idea for the AVA, okay? Tony and I both, I had the idea. Tony said, it's a great idea. I want to do this with you. Tony and I got together and implemented the American Vaping Association. Now, what was happening at the time was, and I talked to Greg, not a lot, but from time to time I've talked to Greg. Greg was a busy guy, but I've known Greg probably since 2011, 2010. So I talked to Greg. And at the time, Greg was telling me that he had just finished college, right? He was going to go to law school, or not, he already did law school. He just finished college and he was going to take the bar or something. But anyway, long story short, college was over. Greg had to now get a job making money. You know, he had to earn money. And he had presented the idea to Kassah at the time of maybe working for them. But Kassah was just insistent on, we're not paying anybody. We don't pay people. I don't know if they do now or not, but I know at the time, years ago, they said, we are a grassroots organization. We do not pay anybody. So Greg was telling me, you know, I unfortunately am probably gonna have to get out of vape advocacy because I've got to go work and, you know, earn a living now. I can't do this for free. So Tony and I were sitting there thinking, well, Jesus Christ, this is perfect. Let's hire Greg. We'll hire Greg to run the AVA. He can get paid. He can still advocate. This is perfect for him. Like, this, it was like the perfect storm coming together. We had the AVA. We needed someone to run it. Greg needed to be make a living advocating, which there's nothing wrong with that. If anybody thinks there is, you're a fucking moron. I'm not even going to get into that. It's a job. People need to get paid for it. And it worked out perfectly. So we hired Greg to run the AVA. It's that simple. And let me tell you something. You have no idea what that did. I had people at CASA that I was friends with that wouldn't speak to me anymore. They haven't spoken to me since. I have people that I had spoken to back then that I was very friendly with that I have not spoken to since then. They were pissed. CASA was like, what are you doing? Why are you taking Greg? This is fucked up. I wasn't taking Greg. Greg was leaving anyway, but they felt like I was taking him and this was fucked up. And then why am I starting this AVA? It affected my relationship with Drew from Enhaler, one of my closest friends. He didn't speak to me for months. You want to know what's fucked up about that? What's fucked up about that is that he shortly died after that. Within a year after that, he died. I had that time taken away from me that I could spend with Drew because of the shit. So we sacrificed a lot to get that going, fucking AVA. And for this cocksucker to sit there and say, oh, yeah, Greg founded it. Like, we didn't, Tony didn't even fucking exist. Like, what is that? Like, he didn't have to write that in this article. He could have simply said, Greg started working at the AVA, blah, blah, blah. For some reason, this jerk off that wrote this article wanted to take away what Tony and I did and give it to somebody else. Now, I don't know if he's doing this because he doesn't like me. I don't even know this Jim guy. I don't know who the fuck he is. The guy's name's Jim that wrote this article. So anyway, I see this article. When it happened last year, I messaged Jim, the gentleman that wrote it. I'm going to read our exchange. Okay? You ready for this? This is the message I sent Jim after reading this article last year. Quote, this is from me. Your article is incorrect. Myself and Antoinette Cunningham are the founders and creators of the AVA. We hired Greg shortly after establishing the AVA to be president and run it. Here is a link to the podcast where we announced Greg as president. So I sent him proof to show that he could hear us hiring Greg. We had him on my podcast, introduced Greg to everybody. So we're hiring him as blah, blah, blah. So he can hear it. That was the proof. Reporters are going to want proof. Then I said after that, I said, but don't worry. You don't have to change the article. Just informing you. Now, why did I say that? I said that because number one, I didn't want to come off like you need to mention my name in your article. I did not want that. I did not say that to him because I wanted him to put my and Tony's name in here. I just wanted to clearly state to him that that information was wrong. Now, any reporter who has any sort of ethics would not want misinformation in an article they wrote. So they would just simply, I shouldn't have to tell him. He should hear what I'm saying and saying, oh, geez, I need to take that out because that's obviously not correct. Thank you for giving me the correct information. And if you want to go a step further and really be a decent reporter, you can print a retraction and say that was wrong. But whatever. I shouldn't have to tell him. He should, as a reporter, not want that in there. Here's his response to me. Listen to this. I knew that at one time. That's his first sentence to me. I knew that at one time. But Greg describes himself as the founder and no one but him has any daily involvement. So I went with that story. Thanks for reminding me, though. Huh? And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, is this guy insane? Now, I want to tell you something before I read my response to him. Okay? Greg never, ever, ever told Jim that he was the founder of the American Vaping Association. I know as a fact, Greg never, ever, ever, ever said that I created and founded the AVA. He never said that. No way did Greg ever say that. That's a lie. You're lying, Jim. Greg never said that. So here's my message to Jim. At one time, I said, I said, at one time, because Jim said I knew that at one time. I said, at one time, I either founded and created it or I didn't. The link to the podcast proves I did, but I will agree Greg was a one-man show in the running and involvement of the AVA. That's absolutely true. From the second we said, Greg, you're president, all the way to today, everything done at the AVA has been 100% Greg. I'm not denying that for one second. Everything. Greg was a one-man show. There is no question about it. No question about it. I'm not denying that for a second. So his response to what I said was, I knew it at one time is what I said. I had forgotten. So he admits he forgot that I was the founder of the AVA. But yet his article still today, still to this very day, says in 2014, Greg founded the American Vaping Association. So, my friend, you've acknowledged to me that you knew this was inaccurate, what you said. You left it up there anyway, which is insane, which means you have no ethics as a reporter. I guess you don't care whether your reporting is accurate or not. And let me tell you something. I'm not even going to say it. I got to calm down. Anyway, Vaping 360, don't trust their blog. I can say they print lies because they printed a lie by printing this. It's a lie. They printed a lie. But you know what? Can I blame Jim? Because you know what? Maybe Jim, yeah, Jim's just jumping on board with everybody else. Everybody's lying. The vape industry is lying. The anti-vape industry is lying. Let me tell you something. I saw a fucking tweet from our senator here in Connecticut, Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal. And the tweet was, teen vaping has risen 40% in the past year. That's what it said. Teen vaping has risen 40% in the past year. That's a fucking lie. That's just not true. I mean, that's just not true at all. Like, and people are like all over Twitter, like, that's not true. Where are you getting that from? Like, you want to show us where you're getting that from? Like, you know, they're trying to call out community notes. Someone like, and correct this information. Like, this is, nobody cares. It's still up there today. Nobody cares. It's just wrong. It's a fucking lie. Now, what he would say, Richard would probably say, that's the statistics we got from Truth Initiative or from, you know, one of these anti-tobacco groups. And I'm sure it is because they lie, too. They flat out fucking lie. Everybody's lying, man. The industry's out of control. What do you do to save the industry? I'm going on too long here because there's other things I need to talk about. And I'm going to say, this is probably going to be my last vape podcast. I'm telling you right now, this is probably going to be it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I can't. Listen, I'm always going to be involved with this industry, no matter what. Always. I am on a business level. I'll be on an advocacy level. I always will be. I can't stop. But you guys got to change what you're doing. It's all wrong. The FDA is wrong. The anti-vape people are wrong. The vape industry is wrong. Listen to me. Embrace recreational nicotine use. Stop it with, we have 50 milligram disposable. I've struggled for months. I haven't put out this podcast because I've been struggling for months with 50 milligram disposables. I'll tell you, when they first came out, I said, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. They came out not because of this bullshit. Well, if Donald Trump didn't ban flavor pods, no. The disposable was not the response to Donald Trump banning flavored pods, you idiots. Disposables was the response to Juul pulling their flavors off of the market. That's it. Juul pulled their flavors. Let me tell you something. I was working at a vape shop, either owned or worked or had a vape shop at any point in time of that history many years ago, 2004, 2015, when all this shit happened, okay, 2016 to 2017, all that time. I remember this company coming in, and they had pods that fit a Juul but weren't Juul pods, because we would get asked all the time in iStore, you guys got Juul pods, got Juul pods, got cucumber pods, got mint pods, got Juul pods, Juul pods, Juul pods. And we didn't sell Juul pods. And I wasn't about to sell Juul pods. But this guy came in with pods. He's like, well, these aren't Juul pods, but they'll fit a Juul. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'll give it a shot. See if these people will take. Nobody cared. They go, you got Juul pods? No, but we have these pods that fit your Juul. Yeah, I don't care. Nobody could take on Juul flavored pods. They could put out flavor pods all day. The industry, if it, Juul dominated, they dominated. When Juul pulled flavors off the market, that's when the industry said, fuck yeah, let's go. They studied what Juul did. They knew two things. They knew, number one, it's got to be a disposable. Has to be a disposable. Just like the Juul, they shaped it just like it. Everything holds 3.5 mils, a whole bullshit. Right? They knew that. And they flooded the market with them. Flooded. It was unbelievable. Flavored 5% Salt Nic disposables were everywhere. If you used a flavored Juul pod and your flavor, and it was gone now, that's okay. We got Escobar. We got this. We got that. We've got Jesus Christ. We got puff this fucking vape that everywhere. They were everywhere. Because Juul didn't have the market anymore. They took their flavor. When Juul took their flavor pods off the market, boom. That's when that shit took off. That's what happened. And it's just been insane ever since. We have a nation now filled with people hooked on fucking 5% disposables. Just like we have a nation now of people hooked on fucking cigarettes. The 50 milligram 5% disposable is the modern day cigarette. Congratulations, vape industry. I mean, come on. But you know what? Fine. We've tapped into this recreational. There is a world of people in this country that love using nicotine recreationally. There must be, because they're buying the shit out of these fucking disposables. So start. Here's how you solve all this. You ready? I'm going to tell you how to solve all this, vape industry. Start being honest. Say, yes, we do acknowledge that there's people that like to get buzzed off nicotine, or people that like to have high amounts of nicotine. Just like there's people that like to have high amounts of alcohol, high amounts of caffeine. Yes, there's people that like to have high amounts of nicotine. Nicotine is a legal substance. It's a legal substance. So unless you're going to outlaw nicotine, then we should be able to decide. Listen close. We should be able to decide what device or product that we use to take in said nicotine. Whether I want to inhale it, whether I want to I should be able to choose whether I want to combust with cigarettes, whether I want to vape it, whether I want to put a patch in my arm, whether I want to take a piece of candy that has some fucking nicotine in it, whether I want to use snus, whatever the fuck it is. I should be able to choose the delivery system for how I intake my nicotine. What the government is doing is they're saying, okay, you're right, nicotine's legal. You can use nicotine. It's legal to use. But you can only smoke it in a cigarette. They're taking away menthol cigarettes. You know that? They're banning menthol cigarettes. So you can only smoke it in a cigarette. If you want nicotine, you can smoke it, which is the absolutely most harmful, dangerous way for you to take in nicotine. The most harmful way for you to take in nicotine is smoking a cigarette. And the government's saying that's all you can do. You can either smoke a cigarette, or you can go to a pharmacy and get a patch or the gum. You know, you can put a nicotine patch, get some nicotine gum. Those are the only ways that you Americans are allowed to take in your nicotine. A dangerous cigarette, a patch, or a gum. That's it. That's all you get to have. All the other forms we're going to outright ban, so you can't use them. How insane does that sound? Do you understand? This is a war on nicotine. Stop with the vaping. America's already convinced that vaping is stupid. It's just as bad as cigarettes. Give it up. They don't care. They're not going to buy this shit that you're getting people off cigarettes with 50 milligram disposables. That's stupid. That's not going to happen. This is about nicotine. Hear me. Nicotine. Is nicotine legal? Yes. Yes, nicotine's legal. Then stop taking away my preferred delivery system. Every single anti-vape organization, the FDA, just about everybody under the sun at one point in the past decade has said that vaping is safer than smoking. So you're outright taking away the safer option for me to take in my nicotine and only saying I can use the most dangerous option. Do you realize how crazy that is? Nicotine, totally legal substance. You can only have the most dangerous option to use it, or a patch or a gum. Then make it illegal. If it's that bad, make it illegal. They won't. Never, ever, 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 ever will they make nicotine illegal. Never. Ever. That's got to be the message. That's a simple message for anybody in America to understand. You know what? You're right. Nicotine's legal. Why are they taking away all these options for them to use it that are safer? Why are they saying you can only smoke a cigarette and that's it? You want to use nicotine? Smoke. Use the most dangerous method. That's all you can do. That's insane. Anybody can relate to that. So take vaping, take smoking, take all of it out of it. Well, number one, smokers need to unite with the vapers because they're about to get their menthol cigarettes taken away. So, and you're all of you are now using these products for recreational purposes. You got to be honest. You got to be honest. Are there still people using vaping to quit cigarettes? Yes. Believe it or not, there are still vape shops out there. They're still running. They're still mixing juice behind their counters. They're still having customers come in and saying, I'll put you on an 18 milligram, a 12 milligram, a 6 milligram, a 3 milligram. We'll get you on zero. Then you won't be doing anything at all. That still happens. But not that that's not what is keeping the vape industry alive. If you just had selling those products, just free bases, and you had to wean people off, and that was the industry, this industry would be dead. That's what's fueling the industry now is the recreational part of it, the disposables, the salt nicks, being able to take in large amounts of nicotine. I don't get it. I take in a large amount of nicotine. It makes me dizzy. It makes me feel like I want to throw up. I don't get why people would want to get high on nicotine. But you know what? What I've learned through these months of going through all this is who am I to fucking say? I smoke weed every day. I've been smoking weed every day for fucking, I don't know, Jesus Christ, 30, 40 years. I've been smoking weed forever. And I'm sure a lot of people would say, well, who are you to talk? You fucking get high on weed. You're an idiot. Okay, you're right. Some people might think I'm a moron because I get high on weed. I get that. Just like I think they're a moron if they get high on nicotine. But who am I to say, like, if that's their thing, that's their thing. You know? It's a legal substance. There's a lot worse things you could be hooked on, I'll tell you that. Who am I? You know? But the vape industry has to embrace it. Say yes. We do have a portion of the industry that's to get people off cigarettes, but it's also a huge portion of people that are just recreational nicotine users. Embrace recreational nicotine use. Either nicotine is legal or it's not. And if it's legal, then we get to choose how we want to take in said nicotine to our bodies because we want to take it in the safest possible way we can. And the government taking those options away, that's the message. Do you understand now? I hope I've explained that. Now, the industry is probably not going to do that. They're going to stick with the horse shit of, this is about getting people off cigarettes. And if you take away 50 milligram disposables, people aren't going to be able to quit smoking anymore. Bullshit. Shut the fuck up. That's not true. Vape industry. I'm with you. I know this probably sounds like you're against us. I'm not. I've always been for this industry. I'm disgusted what's going on. But you know what? It is what it is. You got to accept it. There's recreational nicotine users that I don't get, but they're out there. And if that's what they want to use and that's their thing, then it is. It is what it is. And who the fuck am I to judge them? And the industry is providing them with products. That's how you got to market it. That's how you got to market it. You know, advocacy is really marketing. You need marketers in advocacy because you're trying to sell people on what on vaping is good. It's just that simple. You're trying to sell them. Get a good marketer in there and tell him that we want to put out the message of recreational nicotine use. And then you get smokers on board. You'll get vapers on board. You get anybody who uses nicotine on board. Then you'll be strong. Then you'll have a whole group of people saying, we 100% agree. Americans, even stupid ones, can very easily understand that. That whole concept of nicotine, it's a legal drug. Why are you taking away all the options for people to consume it? That's like alcohol is a legal drug, but we're going to take away. You can't do this anymore. You can't have hard liquor. All you can have is 80 proof whiskey. That's it. You can have anything else. You can buy 80 proof whiskey, everything else being taken off the market. You'd be like, what, are you fucking kidding me? That's insane. Let us use the alcohol the way we want to. I may want to drink a beer. I don't want 80 proof. Maybe I want a beer with maybe only that's got 5% alcohol. That's just insane. That would never happen. It's the same thing. Caffeine use. They can do whatever they want with caffeine. They have many ways they can take in their caffeine. Nicotine's the same thing. I'm sure to say it's a much more harmful, addictive drug. Like alcohol? Yes. Then make it illegal. Don't tell me I can legally consume nicotine, but take away my safe ways to consume it. That's the message. God damn it. I'm going to start uploading my podcast on Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I think that's dumb. Even in my thing, it says Twitter X. Fine, I have the X, but I'm still calling it Twitter. I think what Elon Musk is doing there is phenomenal. He's creating a platform. You know what? I don't understand why. He's creating this platform. You can upload videos. I mean, I think it's like fucking 3 gigs of video. So something insane. It's more than enough space. I don't want to focus just on vaping anymore. You know, everybody gets mad. They're like, why don't you do more podcasts about vaping? Because vaping online is dead. It's just dead. It's not what it used to be. Don't you guys get that? Like, reviewers have already quit years ago. Like, there's very few reviewers left. If they're hanging on doing it, I don't know what they're doing. The online industry part of it is dead. The only thing going on now online is the advocacy. You have to go online and advocate because you got to call these people out on social media. I will say the one thing the vape advocacy groups are doing is they're posting very hard online, and that's very smart to do. You have to. People do see it. Not a lot, but some do see it. Some tell others. Any little bit helps. But change your message. Stop defending vape. Stop defending. It doesn't matter if they're selling 50 milligram disposables or they're selling a 3 milligram to 0 milligram. What it doesn't matter. The strengths, whatever, it doesn't matter. Embrace recreational nicotine as well as quitting, you know, getting off cigarettes with it. But stop saying they are quitting cigarettes. You know, people say you're just going from one thing to another. You're going transferring from the cigarettes to the vape. That is true. Stop denying that too. Can you use vape products to quit cigarettes? Yes, you can. You can use a vapor product instead of smoking. You're switching from one to the other. A lot would say, oh, you're switching from one evil to the other. No, it's not switching from one evil because the vape is much less harmful to you than the cigarette is. So, no. Oh, my God. Anyway, so I'm putting things on Twitter. I have to do a video. You know, I want to show things now. I want you guys to see the things. I go on this TikTok every once in a while. Fucking TikTok. You know what? I monitor my time on TikTok. I do not go on every day. I probably go on every 2 or 3 days. When I'm on, it's only for about 30 minutes. That's it. I can see how someone could get very caught up in TikTok. Not me, but there is some gold on there. There's some great fucking stuff on that goddamn TikTok. And I'll be able to show it to you now. You know, I'm going to randomly put up video podcasts. Some could be 10 minutes long. Some could be 5 minutes long. Some could be 20 minutes long. Some could be 30 minutes long. Who knows? But I'm going to put them up. That's what I want to move forward with. And I'll tell you, this will always be here. I can always do a vape podcast whenever I want. SoundCloud has been up for, I don't know, fucking 11, 12 years now. It's not going anywhere. I pay every fucking month for that fucking thing to be up there just so people can go back and listen to these past episodes. That's one thing I've never done. Let me tell you something. I've had people all these years, can we fucking, do a subscription thing, you know, podcast? Well, I'd pay for that. I never charge my listeners subscriptions. I never told my listeners, go to a Patreon and I'm a Patreon. I've never done any of that. Never. It's never about that. It really was just about informing everybody. I was so in love with this. I'm still in love with this industry. I'm disgusted again, what's going on, but I'll always have love for this industry. I'll never forget when I first saw an e-cigarette. I'll never forget it. I'm like, oh my God, that product's going to change the world. And boy, did they ever. They've done good. They have got millions of people off of cigarettes. They've done bad. They've got millions of people hooked on fucking disposables. But you know what? We can come to a comfortable medium. We just got to embrace nicotine. I don't know who said it to me years and years ago. I wish I could credit, and I believe it was a woman that worked in advocacy, probably in 2011, 2012. I wish I could remember her name. But she told us at that time, we need to embrace nicotine and make this about nicotine. And everybody said, oh, that's nuts. They just all blew her off. That's ridiculous. She was right. I don't know if she could see into the future, but she was right. Make it about nicotine and you're going to get somewhere. You are. Because what's going on now is insane. The FDA just is banning everything. They're running around to vape shops all over the country right now trying to find Escobars and all these other fucking things. Anything they take, it's insane. The vape industry keeps on releasing more and more and more and more and more stuff. It's everywhere now. You can fucking get them everywhere. Everything's on the market. Nobody cares. It is so out of control. I don't know how it's going to end. I mean, but the way you make it end is embrace nicotine. And embrace recreational nicotine users. Stop it. Stop it with it's only about getting people off cigarettes. No, the vaping industry is about that as well as recreational nicotine users. I've probably said it 50 times, hoping it gets into their fucking heads. Anyway, yes, so I'm going to be uploading the stuff on Twitter. So you actually see me talking. I don't know why you want to see me, but you'll be able to see me and the great shit that I find online. And I'll talk about everything. I want to do these when I want to do them. If they're 10 minutes long, an hour long, 2 hours, I want to do it when I do it, when I want to feel like it. And that's what it's all about. Everything I'm going to be doing is on Twitter. That's all I can say. Go to Twitter. I'll put the link in the SoundCloud description to my Twitter to make it very easy for all of you. But like I said, if something huge, don't be surprised if you have your SoundCloud subscription and a fucking podcast pops up. Like this one's going to pop up, say liar. You're going to be like, Jesus Christ, liar. The fuck is this? This is the title of my podcast, liar. I had to call it liar. Because I really wanted to talk about a liar. You know, and other things as well. Vaping in general. I needed to let the vaping industry know what they need to do. They're probably not going to listen to me. They never did, but. Hopefully they do. It's been 40 minutes that I've been rambling. SoundCloud, this page where you're listening to me, there'll be a link to my Twitter. Go to my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. You can see what's going on in my life. I tweet just about every fucking day. My content will now be on Twitter. X, Twitter, whatever the fuck. That's where it's all going to be. And I have a lot of things to discuss, believe me. A lot. But vape industry, do the right thing. And all the people that listen to me, go to Twitter. If you want to hear me, that's where I'll be. That's where I've been. That's where I'll continue to be. I do love doing this. This is my therapy. Doing this and talking like this is my therapy. I can't wait to upload this. I feel so good now. I want everybody to know what's going on with me, what's going on in my head. I've helped the vape industry. I've exposed a few liars, actually. I've put my message out there. Anti-vape groups, you probably won't hear this, but if you do, stop it. Stop lying. Stop lying. Just stop. You know, if you want to work on keeping kids off cigarettes and vaping, the age is 21. It's very simple. You have to be 20. Here, anti-vape groups, this is what you do. You have to be 21 years of age to vape. Anywhere in the United States, right? Just like alcohol. So what do we do to keep our kids from drinking? We don't yell at the alcohol industry and go ban all alcohol. Do we? Do we run around and go ban beer? Kids are drinking beer. Got to ban it. Jesus Christ. Alarming rates. Kids drinking beer. Got to ban that beer. No. You educate parents how to keep their kids away from fucking beer. You do the same thing with vaping, you idiots, and smoking and everything else. You say there's a recreational nicotine use. There's people that use nicotine recreationally, not just for quitting smoking, but they use it because they like using nicotine. Your kids should not be using nicotine. This is how you keep them away from those products. The same thing. The way you educate them to stay away from alcohol, educate them to stay away from nicotine. It's that simple. That's it. Stop with this where you got to ban these products because the flavors and kids. Get the fuck out of here. People aren't buying that anymore. People aren't buying the flavor kid thing. It's so stupid because kids like flavors. Yeah, because it sounds dumb. So you know what? We're not going to advocate for banning any nicotine products anymore. All of them, you have to be 21 years of age to use them. We're now going to focus on educating parents and kids why they need to stay the fuck away from these products. Just like we do with alcohol. They shouldn't be drinking and they shouldn't be using nicotine. That's it. Education. Educate the parents how to notice if their kids, all that stuff you do, the same education for alcohol, give them with nicotine. And nicotine covers all, vaping, smoking, everything. You understand? That's the solution. Advocate, teach parents to keep their kids away from the shit. Regulate it. To an extent, we don't want overregulation. No overregulation. I think it's insane that in America, I can fucking go down the street, buy a fucking goddamn kit to make beer. I can make beer in my fucking garage. I can bottle it. I can bring it to stores all around here, all over Connecticut, and sell it. That's crazy. You can do that. You can do that. Whiskey. I can sit in my basement, make a bottle of fucking whiskey, fucking go to fucking liquor stores over the country. Hey, you want to buy my whiskey? Throw labels on there. Sell, there you go. They're selling my whiskey. I could do that legally. As long as I have a business and a business license and I'm registered, I can do that. But I can't do that with a fucking vape juice. I mean, you need to have these insane regulations. You need to spend $1 million to see your research about, get the fuck out of here. Really. Anyway, I'm going to stop. Go to Twitter. This may or may not be my last SoundCloud podcast. We'll see. Depending on what happens. I'm sure I'm going to get shit for this one. Oh, what you doing? Jim's a great guy. He's a great guy. Yeah, he's such a great guy. He printed a fucking lie. Great guy. Reporters don't print lies, especially when they know that something is not true. They don't do that. Sorry. Anyway, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to upload this. Well, actually, I'm going to save it. And then when I decide to upload it, whenever the hell that is, I'll upload it. And I'm done for now. But it's not over. Go to Twitter. Links in the SoundCloud description of this show. Follow me. And wait till you see what I have to say next. Believe me, when I'm doing these video podcasts, I'm not leaving vaping out. I'll still discuss things here and there about vaping if they're interesting. Absolutely. But there's so many other great things going on. Trust me. Trust me, I have many things I want to say. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. I really do love all you guys that listen to me. I don't know why you do, but you do. And there is a lot of you, and I appreciate it. Even though I don't act like I do. Even though when I say I don't give a fuck what my audience thinks. That's true and it's not. But anyway, I'm out. Peace. Peace and love, as they say. Let's have peace and love. Let's stop fighting and having war with each other. Let's have a little peace and love. Anti-vapers, pro-vapers, FDA, government, everybody. Let's all get together. Have a fucking love fest. I'm out.